Good morning. We are continuing our review of the Ligonier State of Theology survey today. Last week we had some good news on the responses. This week is not such good news. There's not a good way to paint a good face on this. Question 27 asks, true or false? Sex outside of traditional marriage is a sin. This is not a subtle or complex question. It is a straightforward question that any professing Christian, even children of Christian parents, should be able to answer true, as a simple and very obvious answer. Astonishingly, only 31% of Christians in this survey give an unqualified answer of true to sex outside of marriage is a sin. Almost as surprising, only 59% of professed evangelicals answer true, which means 41% say adultery and fornication are not sins. To be specific, Exodus 20:14 states, as the sixth commandment, quote, thou shalt not commit adultery. There are some 60 other specific scripture passages that state exactly the same thing. Lest anyone think this is a trivial or lesser kind of sin, adultery in the scriptures is a capital crime. With charges and witnesses and a trial, the civil authorities are required to impose the death penalty on this crime. Leviticus 20:10 says, quote, and the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. The sixth commandment, along with the fifth, honor your father and mother, are designed to protect the family. We have covered this previously, but it bears repeating. The family is God's primary institution for government, even more significant than civil government. If the family is threatened or breaks down, no government on earth can prevent the society from falling into collapse also. Edward Gibbons, in his very important book, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, written in 1776, cites five major contributing causes to this fall. He states as the first and most important cause, the breakdown of the family. The other causes were excessive taxation, craving for pleasure, unsustainable spending, and decay of religion, should sound familiar to some of us today. Christians need to take the sanctity of marriage seriously and live out the implications of the marriage covenant. My children, who are now both young adults and both married, from a very early age, about 10, knew that any relationship outside of marriage would result in no support for future education and disinheritance. Many people have told me that this topic of relationships outside of marriage is too weighty of a topic for a 10-year-old. I have two comments. First, the conversation did not stop at age 10, but continued throughout high school and college. Second comment, better to have a serious conversation at age 10 about a hypothetical situation than to have a much more serious conversation about a real situation at age 20. The Ligonier State of Theology survey is not merely about bad theology that has infected the church. But theology matters. Theology affects daily real life. When 69% of professed Christians say sex outside of marriage is not a sin, it not only shows their serious ignorance of the Word of God and refusal to take it seriously, but this low view of the sanctity of marriage is resulting in family breakdowns, fatherless homes, increases in crime, education, economic, and poverty issues. If our country is to avoid collapse as happened to the Roman Empire, we need to get our theology right, and we need to live it out in our daily lives.